Well, it has been an interesting month in the month of February, but now I am back, so let's just get right into the show, shall we? Hi, guys, welcome back to the Ron Rumo podcast. Now, before we get into everything that's been going on in the world, I think it's fair to tell you what's been going on in my world. So, first off, I know I haven't made an episode in a month. In the whole month of February, I went silent. This is just because work and school have kind of become top priorities in my life right now, which I shouldn't have done because I do miss making podcast episodes. Haven't had time to do it, specifically because I've just been taking a drawing class, which I've gotten way better at. Oh my god, I've gotten so much better at it, and it is crazy. I'm working on my final project, little by little as the weeks go by, and holy shit, it's coming out amazing. I'll post a picture on my Instagram and my Facebook page on the project. It's beautiful, but yeah, work and school have kind of gotten in the way, which I was hoping that wouldn't happen, but it did. Life kind of has a funny way of doing that. But anyways, I really wanted to come back after a month of not doing any episodes because I just missed you guys. I missed making episodes. A lot of fun, but here's the situation. The studio that we are building is still not up, which is unfortunate, but it will get there. I'm doing well in school, which is fantastic for me. I think it's amazing that I've gone so far right now. And I'm going to be going into the fall semester. In a few months, this spring semester will be over, and then I'll sign up for classes, and then, the cycle will repeat itself all over again. But there has been a lot of crazy stuff that's been happening in the world, and today I just want to kind of go over everything that's been happening because the world has truly is just gone insane with the death of Kobe Bryant, with this whole coronavirus thing. We're going to be covering everything that's been going on. Well, maybe not everything, but a few things enough just to put into an episode, and then next episode I'm gonna be going over a lot more things and some new, what is it called? Basically new shit that's been coming up in the media. So we're gonna be covering that, but for now, let's cover everything that I did not report on in February. All right, so the first thing I really, really want to go over in the podcast is actually the death of Kobe Bryant. Now, if you guys don't know, Kobe Bryant was a basketball player who was announced dead on January 26, 2020. This year it happened, and it shocked the entire world. The entire world was in disbelief at Kobe Bryant's death. And unfortunately, his daughter was in the helicopter crash that took his life as well, making it two deaths in the Bryant family, which is even worse because I cannot imagine losing my daughter that young. But anyways, let's see what I can find. I think the only thing I can really find is like the Wikipedia. So here's a little quick excerpt from the Wikipedia on Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant, born August 23rd, 1978, was an American professional basketball player. As a shooting guard, Bryant entered the National Basketball Association directly from high school and played his entire 20 seasons professional career in the league with the Los Angeles Lakers. Okay, so it was the Lakers. So, yeah, this is a little bit of an insight of who Kobe Bryant was. He was a big basketball star. Like, he was the fucking basketball player. Like, Michael Jordan was my generation's basketball player. Kobe Bryant was this generation's basketball player. Pertaining to his accident, According to the Wikipedia, at 9:06 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on January 26, 2020, a Sikorsky S-76 helicopter departed from the John Wayne Airport in Orange County with 9 people. Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, 6 family friends, and the pilot. And due to the light rain and fog that morning, the helicopter and most other air traffic were grounded. It showed in the flight tracker that the helicopter circled above the LA Zoo due to heavy air traffic in the area. At 9:30, the pilot contacted the Burbank Airport's control tower, notifying the tower of the situation, and was told he was flying too low. At that time, the helicopter experienced extreme fog and turned southward towards the mountains. Oh my god. At 9:45 a.m., the helicopter crashed into the side of a mountain in Calabasas, about 30 miles northwest of downtown Los Angeles, and began burning. It doesn't say anything about being killed on impact, but Bryant, his daughter, and the other 7 occupants were killed, which is extremely unfortunate. I think the whole thing about this whole Kobe Bryant thing, the person I feel the worst for is Vanessa Lane Bryant, who, she not only lost her husband, but she lost her daughter as well. And we shouldn't forget that these other people, the other members of the helicopter were killed as well, and a pilot. But Kobe Bryant being the celebrity he is, people immediately started paying attention to his death, which is fair because he was an important part of basketball. And I understand that. I'm not a huge basketball fan myself, but I could see why people would be so upset. I remember when Jenny Rivera, who was a Mexican artist who did a lot of banda music, pop banda music. She was extremely popular in Mexico and in the southern part of California. But I remember when her death was announced, when the plane crashed, I felt like my world had ended because I was a huge Jenny Rivera fan. And just hearing that she had passed due to a plane accident was very, very painful to hear. So to all the Bryant fans and the Bryant family, my condolences to you. I know how hard it is to lose someone that you loved, whether you knew them or not. The impact of a celebrity really is massive. And I'm pretty sure that Kobe Bryant inspired a lot of younger athletes who wanted to join the NBA. And he was their role model. And to hear that your role model was unfortunately killed in a helicopter accident, yeah, it just sucks. But that's the whole Kobe Bryant story for now. There have been memorials being posted up everywhere on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube. People are remembering Kobe Bryant for being a great basketball player. I haven't seen any of them, honestly, but I'm pretty sure they're fantastic. When people remember a celebrity, their tribute always comes out a masterpiece. I don't know how. There's also a lot of talk about how there was, let me see. I gotta make sure that I have my facts straight. There was a, yeah, there it is. There's a rape allegation that was happening during 2016 against Kobe Bryant. And this isn't to diminish his legacy, but it is something that we do need to talk about. This article from the Daily Beast called Kobe Bryant's Disturbing Rape Case, DNA Evidence, the Accuser Story, and the Half Confession. And it just goes into detail about how he basically raped someone. It's a lot awkward than it. It's very awkward. Wikipedia also has a page on it called "The Kobe Bryant Sexual Assault Case." Began 2003. Oh my God. In connection with the investigation of a sexual assault complaint filed by a 19-year-old hotel employee. Jesus Christ. She filed a police report and authorities questioned Bryant about bruising on the accuser's neck. Bryant admitted to a sexual encounter with his accuser but insisted the sex was consensual. The case was dropped after Bryant's accuser refused to testify in the case. A separate civil suit was later filed against Bryant by the woman. This was settled out of court and included Bryant publicly apologizing to his accuser, the public, and family while denying the allegations. Wait, hang on. So, how can you publicly apologize to the victim while denying the allegations of what the victim said? Is it true or is it not true? I think because Kobe Bryant's celebrity status as like a massive NBA player, I think people just kind of brushed it off and just said, whatever. I mean, Kobe couldn't really have done this. He's just trying to, you know, keep the peace and blah, blah, blah. But I kind of believe it. I mean, with the whole Weinstein incident that's been happening, he has been charged against some of the allegations that have been against him. I think he got... God, I hate looking up stuff because it creates awkward silences. And it's just... convicted. It's just weird. Let's see. From the New York Times. As Weinstein awaits prison, prosecutors detail 40 years of accusations. Harvey Weinstein is found guilty of rape. So it kind of goes into the Me Too movement, which I wish it would have been back in 2003. That's during the time, like, 9/11 happened, and it kind of shifted the infrastructure of how America works. It's just, there's a lot of domino effects that are happening, and it's just too much to go into. But basically, the whole point of this segment is to remember Kobe Bryant as a great basketball player, but also, like, let's not forget what he did, the good and the bad. Because, you know, if you only remember the good, you create a false idol. So I think the good accompanied with the bad creates a human being. Sometimes a bad human being in the eyes of some people, but in my eyes, he is just a basketball player, a famous one at that. So there's my opinion on that. Okay, let's move away from the Kobe Bryant incident, and let's get into a show that I have been a fan of since the beginning, since I found it out. RuPaul's Drag Race. They are currently on the 12th season of Drag Race. It looks like the theme for it is 4th of July red, white, and blue kind of theme, or as RuPaul says, the red, white, and rue, which you gotta love a play on words. We've seen the queens. I'm really excited. I saw their entrances and I am so thrilled. So, okay, two incidences have happened already. The first incident I actually read up in, so I'm prepared to talk about it, is the Sherry Pie incident. Sherry Pie was one of the queens who was picked to compete in RuPaul's Drag Race Season 12. Unfortunately, she has been disqualified from the season finale. Oh, look, there it is. Just another piece of evidence that my phone is actually being recorded by the government, or whoever is listening to me. Whoever is listening to me through my phone, you the real MVP. Thank you for your help. So this article from Vox titled "RuPaul's Drag Race contestant Sherry Pie is disqualified after admitting to sexual conduct." That's what it is. Sexual conduct. She was basically catfishing guys. not catfishing. Catfishing is the wrong word. I'll keep it generic. Tricking guys into being casting directors while she's out of, you know, drag. I forget his name, out of drag. Oh God, it's an Italian name. Guglielmi. Okay, so his real name is Joey Gugli. I'm gonna butcher this. I'm so sorry, Sherry Pie. Joey Guglielmi. Guglielmi. There you go. Joey Guglielmi. Or I don't know how to pronounce it. Someone find how to pronounce Sherry Vine's boy name. Okay. So, let's go to the main part of this article. To quote the article, over the course of the week, at least 5 different men came forward with stories about Guglielmi's using a fake identity to promise acting opportunities. They claim that, I'm just going to use Sherry Vine. They claim that Sherry Vine coerced them into sending him sexually aggressive fetish videos instead of following through on the job offers. From a quote from one of the actors, his name is Ben Shumkus. It was a tough pill to swallow knowing that I hadn't listened to my gut instinct about how uncomfortable I was. That I had sent suggestive videos of myself and didn't know what the videos were being used for. So basically, Sherry Vine, I guess a catfish would be a good, Sherry Vine tricked these guys into thinking they had an opportunity to make it big in the acting, but basically Sherry Vine forced them into sending him sexually, like, nudes, videos of them masturbating and stuff like that. Sherry Vine did issue an apology on Thursday, which according to the, so this was titled, this was published today, that means, so on the 5th of March 2020, she issued an apology saying sorry to the men she had hurt. She stopped short of detailing specifics, but claimed that she is receiving treatment for her behavior. She did not say what the treatment was for specifically, nor what she was sorry for. That's a vague apology. It does go to show you that your past can catch up to you after you become, after you're put in the spotlight, your past can come back to haunt you. And you, it's kind of an unfair thing to hold someone's past against them, because they were doing stuff that wasn't morally right, but it was, it's a difficult and convoluted topic. But I think people should be forgiven and should not be held accountable for what they say in the past, per se. There's a lot of weird issues around it. Like, if there was video of Britney Spears being, I'm using Britney Spears as an example. I can't think of a good, if she's being racist to a black waiter, but she later apologized to the black waiter. But years later, some people who don't like Britney Spears find evidence that she was racist to a black waiter. And then she says that she already apologized to this waiter. And, you know, it doesn't matter if she apologized to this waiter. They would still go after her for being racist to this black waiter. That's kind of like what I'm trying to get at. Fame is very, 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 very tricky to kind of balance. Like, if someone found some bad shit about Billie Eilish, like videos of her, you know, videos of her cutting or something, if that surfaced, I don't think people can use that against her, because she is in a better place. And if people give her slack for that kind of shit, it's not really fair to her, because she has outgrown that part of her life. So, I think people just need to be given a second chance. there are some people who are very pretentious, and I'm not going to say names, but I do think that there are some people who are pretentious and take advantage of those type of second chances. And I don't think that's okay either. But like I said, fame is a very, 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 very complicated thing. It's not exactly streamlined, one-sided, boom, bam, clear cut. It's a lot of things. A lot of factors go into fame. And it's just, it's up to everyone collectively to kind of, I don't know how to put it. I'm not an expert on fame. But basically what I'm saying is, Sherry Vine did apologize for what she did. But I think she's going to have to deal with the consequences of her actions for it for now. But I think that Sherry Vine should be forgiven. Let's talk about one of my personal favorite comedians at the moment. Even though he's been getting a lot of slack in the past year, ever since the famous breakup, it's Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson is ironically one of my favorite comedians. He's just funny, in my opinion. And a lot of people don't think he is funny, but I truly do think he is funny. He recently came out with a set on Netflix as a joke on YouTube, and he talks about a lot of things, mainly what happened with his breakup. And he was very vocal about it, because he has been kind of the butt of the joke, quite literally. So let's start with the whole Ariana Grande thing. Now, as we all know by now, Pete Davidson was dating Ariana Grande. I did talk about that in the past episode, saying that I think Ariana Grande moved a little bit too fast after the breakup with her and Mac Miller, and then the death drastically affected her. And I still think that she did move a little bit too fast by dating Pete Davidson and getting married. And then she realized she couldn't handle it anymore, broke off the engagement, broke up with Pete Davidson, and has just been by herself, which is great. But not for Pete Davidson, who was unfortunately the victim to Ariana Grande's fan base, which I will say right now, Ariana Grande's fan base is very, very, very fucked up. They are cruel. They're a toxic fucking fan base. And I just don't give a fuck who hears it. Ariana Grande stans are the worst. They're like Beyonce stans. And who else? Who else has terrible stans? Ariana Grande, Beyonce, and just someone else. They're like the Homestuck of pop culture. If you understand that reference, you understand what I mean. But this article by InStyle titled, Pete Davidson says Ariana Grande sent the wolves on him. And it's true! So, let's just go through everything that he's been through. So, in the article, it starts off by saying, it's been a minute since Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande were together, fall 2018 to be exact. See, right there, it's just pinpointing how long they were together. But according to Davidson, ghosts of the relationship kept coming back during an appearance on Hot Ones with Sean Evans, which I still have to watch because I love Hot Ones. Shout out to you, Sean Evans. You and your crew make a fantastic show. I want to be on it someday. Maybe I'll get famous enough that I'll be on Hot Ones and you guys can watch me accidentally rub my eyes with my fingers and I just start sobbing. During an appearance on Hot Ones with Sean Evans, Davidson said that Grande's fans haven't exactly forgiven him for what happened between them. And that is exactly what I'm talking about. This was between them. This was not Davidson's fault, per se. This was just how things happened. It wasn't Ariana's fault. It wasn't Davidson's fault, one-sided, per se. it was a whole cacophony of things. The death of Mac Miller and Ariana Grande's... She was very, very, very close to Mac Miller. So, of course, she would be shocked as fuck. And she couldn't be... She wouldn't be able to handle being in a relationship anymore. So she needed time for herself. That is fucking obvious. What's not so obvious is the fact that Ariana's fans went after Davidson for no reason whatsoever, except that he was the ex-boyfriend and everyone had to protect Ariana Grande, which I don't think was fair at all. Davidson told Evans that he never asked to reach a level of fame that came with dating someone like Grande. He goes as far as to say that she created him. Grande's diehard fans are trolling him online and even getting very, very deep into his business. It's just... It's a lot of complications with that whole thing. And I don't think that Davidson ever deserved any of that. I think... So, this is what I think. Before Davidson started dating Grande, he was a very, very... he was pushing buttons in the realm of comedy. And he was also one of the youngest... cast members of SNL, which was amazing that he was breaking all kinds of walls and shit. But I think what happened is after he started dating Ariana Grande, he became such a famous figure because he was dating Ariana Grande, because he was on SNL. He couldn't make those kind of jokes anymore, so he kind of had to censor himself. I remember he was ripping on a politician who had an eye patch. I forget what his name was, but he lost his eye. The Republican lost his eye. It was the Republican of Texas. He lost his eye while he was in the military or army or something. I'm not good with this kind of things. Basically, he lost his eye during combat, came back, has to wear an eye patch. Davidson poked fun at him, saying that he looks like the villain of a porno, and immediately was told by SNL, and this is Davidson's testimony, basically, I would call it. He basically said that after he made the joke, SNL forced him to apologize to him. And they actually invited the politician onto the show so that Davidson could apologize face-to-face. Which I don't think he should have done. But I think because he was such a famous figure at that moment that he was kind of backed into a corner by everybody. And he didn't want to apologize because he felt like he did nothing wrong. And I don't think he did anything wrong either. I think when you're a comedian, there is a certain fine line that you have to watch. And I think Davidson was watching that very well. He was just making fun of his appearance. And people make fun of Davidson's appearance all the time. He doesn't get butthurt. Until the fans started taking it too far and starting to get into his business. Ariana Grande also revealed that he had a big dick, which Davidson said during his comedy special was very, very smart, because it was disappointment for other women he dates, hearing the rumors that he has a big dick, basically. And I think it's true. I think Ariana kind of was the fault at why Davidson got bullied so much, which isn't fair to say on Ariana that Ariana caused all this, because she didn't. I think it's mostly her fan base that did this. They kind of ruined him. And then the media just kind of went with it. I think that's what happened, honestly. Because Ariana Grande had nothing to do with it. Although the big dick thing was kind of her fault, I will say. But I don't believe that either. I think Davidson's just making jokes about it. And I think he will bounce back. Especially now that he made a comedy special on YouTube. Which is on Netflix as a joke. Ali Wong was also on Netflix as a joke, which she did a fucking hilarious set. Oh, I love Ali Wong. But Yeah, I think people should just lay off of Pete Davidson right now. I think you should go and I think you should go listen to his stand-up because he's very, very talented for how young he is. And I think people should give him a second chance. See? Second chances. What we were just talking about too. Second chances. Go listen to Pete Davidson if you haven't. He's not everyone's cup of tea, but he's definitely my kind of tea. Now I am gonna get into the biggest part of this whole thing, and it's something I really do want to discuss with everyone listening out there. At the beginning of 2020, we recently found out that there is a new virus coming in, called the coronavirus, that is freaking everyone the fuck out. And here's what I want to say about it. There's no need to panic about it. There is no reason to stockpile. There's no reason to hoard. There's no reason to get N95 masks, which don't help at all if it's a virus that's happening. We don't know if it can be physically, shared by touch or it's airborne or what have you. Here's what we do know. It is not as big of a deal as it needs to be. All you need to do is stay sanitized. Wash your hands for 20 seconds. Try not to make a lot of contact with someone you know is sick. And even if you do get sick, you do have a very good chance at bouncing back. There's a lot of people who are freaking out, and it's affecting how people perceive each other. People are now more fearful than ever with each other because they think that someone is sick. It's creating a lot of paranoia and fear that should not be generated at all. And the news isn't helping at all. The news is not helping with anything. They are telling people that it is an epidemic, it's a pandemic, there's people dying everywhere. There's 2% of the whole population have died from this virus. And that's just because of poor treatment of the virus. They were not careful. They thought that, they can just keep going, and they unfortunately passed. There are no cases as of yet here in New Mexico, but when the coronavirus does hit New Mexico, I know that I'm gonna be fine as long as I do the usual, which is just get some rest and try not to touch anyone while I'm sick with the coronavirus because it's not. So I'm gonna tell you a story right now. I work in retail. I won't say which store, but I will say that there's a woman who came in who was freaking out. She needed a specific mask, the N95 mask, because it prevented the coronavirus. Came into the store and I showed her the only mask that we had, and she freaked out. She wanted to talk to the manager about, being misinformed on over the phone and all this kind of stuff. One of my coworkers got her ass chewed out by this woman because she wasn't able to leave her register according with the new policy that's happening. She couldn't leave to check, so all she could do was look it up online and see what the computer had to say. Well, the woman wasn't taking that for an answer, and unfortunately, she just got chewed out for it. And she had to walk away because, unfortunately, this dumb cunt was fucking recording it. And why are you recording it? For what reason are you recording it? To get a reaction out of her? That's a really fucked up reason to be recording someone, to get a reaction out of someone. You're gonna push their buttons and yell at them and tell them that it's their fault when it clearly was not their fault. And you're gonna record them? Like, what are you gonna do? Post it on your Facebook and be like, the amount of disrespect at retail while you're disrespecting the retail worker? It doesn't make sense to me. But long story short, just don't freak out about this coronavirus thing. Okay? Just don't. there's a few things that you can do. And according to the CDC, here are things that you can do to prevent the coronavirus. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Even though I know in this economy, skipping work because you have to stay home to get better is like a taboo nowadays, which it shouldn't be. And I think that our government should do some more shit with that, you know, because you can't make people feel bad for accidentally getting sick. They did not mean to get sick. Anyways, cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue, then throw the tissue in the trash. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces using a regular household cleaning spray or wipe. Doesn't this sound familiar? Yeah, it does, doesn't it? This sounds like every fucking time someone gets sick. Hang on, I gotta sneeze. See, I covered my sneeze. You didn't hear me just going everywhere. Cover my sneeze. This, everything that the CDC is recommending already sounds like something, like if when someone has the flu, you just do these things. You know the protocol when it comes to sick people. Don't get too close to them. You might get sick. Disinfect what they've touched. You might get sick from it. Sanitize frequently. You might get sick from it if you don't. This is all just shit that people should already know. And they're freaking out because they think it pertains to the coronavirus itself. Now, follow the CDC's recommendations for using a face mask. The CDC does not recommend that people who are well wear a face mask to protect themselves from respiratory diseases, including COVID-19, which is the coronavirus. Face masks should be used by people who show symptoms of COVID-19 to prevent the spread of the disease to others. The use of face masks is also crucial for health workers and people who are taking care of someone in close settings, or, you know, at home or in, you know, a healthcare facility. So, when, this is another point that I want to bring up. People who are buying face masks, if you're well and you don't have the coronavirus, you don't have to wear a face mask. People who are sick with the coronavirus, who are out in public, should wear the face mask to prevent the spread of the disease. This is what Japan does all the time. When someone catches a cold, you always see them wearing a face mask, regardless of the season, because that's just kind of the proper thing to do, is not to get anyone else fucking sick. And to the people who are buying these face masks, you are not helping the healthcare system when you buy face masks, because you're preventing the medical people, you're preventing doctors from getting the face masks to prevent the spread. And if you're wearing a face mask and you're not sick, you just need to eat shit, because you're not helping the cause. You're actually helping to spread the virus by fucking buying up all the face masks. You're not helping the situation. You're actually condemning us into all getting the coronavirus. So, for all of you who are buying face masks out there, y'all can eat shit. Let's see. And this is the last thing that they recommend. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. If soap and water are not readily available, use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. Always wash your hands with soap and water if hands are visibly dirty. It's just common sense. This is not rocket science. This is not some complicated medical shit. Just wash your hands frequently. That's how you prevent the spread of shit. If you sneeze into your hands and shake someone's hand while you're sick, they're gonna get sick. So, if you feel the need to wash your hands after touching something you don't know is clean, that's fine too. Just cleanliness. Wash your ass, for God's sake. Wash your fucking ass. That's all I'm asking from society. That's all I'm asking from the listen to everyone listening. Just wash your ass, wash your hands, wash your ass. Be mindful of what you do now that there is a new virus out. It's nothing to panic about. It's just you're becoming more aware of what you touch now. And that's it. That's the message I want to convey to everyone right now, is just stay sanitized. That's all you need to do. There's no need to fucking freak the shit out about this whole virus thing. You just have to stay sanitized. And it pisses me off that the news is making it into a bigger thing than it should be. They're hyping up this virus as if it is the bubonic plague. And which is funny, because 2 years ago, there was an article talking about how the bubonic plague that was frozen somewhere just thawed out because of climate change. And it's also funny that people are making a big deal out of the coronavirus when they should be making a big deal about our planet where we are all living on. Because let me tell you something. Climate change does not affect planet Earth at all. It may look like it affects it, but let me tell you something. It's affecting us. And yeah, the wildlife is being affected by our stupidity, like the invention of plastic and all that. But if we don't do something now, humankind will go extinct. Because Earth can rebuild itself. It's done that before with, you know, the dinosaurs and the meteors and everything that has hit that shit. Everything that has hit Earth, Earth has bounced back. Because it's just built like that. And I don't think people realize that. I don't think people realize that we need to sustain our planet, because if we don't, we're the ones who go extinct. Because we are possibly the worst things on planet Earth. So, yeah. And with that, I think that I'm going to bring this episode to a close. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. And remember, you can always find me on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, on iTunes Podcasting. I don't know what Apple Podcasts, there it is. And Stitcher, and everywhere where podcasts are broadcast. I am not going to make any promises on when the next episode is going to come out. I'm going to try to keep things consistent, but with the way things are going right now, I don't know if that's possible. But I'm going to do my best. But for now, guys, I will catch you guys later, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!